Hi everyone, this is Abby and welcome back to the Lake Health and Wellbeing podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be hearing from volunteers from the St. Kitts Department of Youth Empowerment's Volunteer Corps. They're going to be working with us to promote the Healthy Caribbean Coalition's Childhood Obesity Prevention Campaign. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be working on a podcast series to explore childhood obesity here in St. Kitts and also in the Caribbean. In today's episode, they're going to provide a brief introduction to give you a taste of what to expect from their childhood obesity podcast series. We hope you enjoy this episode, and here are our young people.
Hello, good day, everyone. My name is Marie Sia Pemberton, and I am a CARICOM Youth Ambassador, as well as a national track and field athlete for St. Kitts and Nevis. Today, we're here with this podcast to try and raise awareness of childhood obesity in the Caribbean, and also in St. Kitts and Nevis. The Healthy Caribbean Coalition is a non-profit organization that connects with over 100 health and non-health organizations from around the Caribbean to reduce incidences of non-communicable diseases. The coalition therefore works closely with international leaders to help them build and implement programs that will reduce morbidity and mortality rates associated with non-communicable diseases. One of the major health concerns is childhood obesity, which has led to the establishment of the Childhood Obesity Prevention Program Action Plan that aims to bring awareness to childhood obesity in the Caribbean, which for a very long time has been overlooked and has had increasingly negative impact on our young people. So the purpose of this podcast is to therefore expand on this topic because no action or little action can lead to diseases like cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, different types of cancers, and respiratory diseases. So to help me build this podcast and to expand on childhood obesity, I have here three wonderful young persons who are each going to talk about childhood obesity. And first we have Miss Eurecia.
Hi, I'm Eurecia, and I'm a student at the CFBC, and I study natural sciences in the ASGS division, and I'm 18 years old. My peers and I will be using podcasts as a tool in our project to raise awareness for childhood obesity. Well, persons don't just become obese overnight. There are multiple causes. Causes such as an increase in sugar in their diet and a lack of physical activity. But if you want to hear more, you have to stay tuned for the next episode where I'll be talking about it in more depth. Thank you.
Greetings, everyone. I am youth activist Vickel Edwards Douglas, and I'm a student at the Clarence Fitzwilliam College, partaking in the agricultural science course. Well, basically, a little bit about me. I am 19 years of age, and I have been involving youth activities and volunteerism since I was in primary school. I have always loved giving of myself where I can assist in building people and building the world, you know, making it safer and making the world a better place. I took the opportunity to join the Childhood Obesity Prevention, where I can then reach out to a number of people, especially young people, who are at risk. As we continue to modernize our lifestyles, riding instead of walking, working in cubicles, offices, in our confined areas instead of out in the field, coming home, just eating, playing games on our iPads, on our phones, watching TV instead of sports, or, you know, we are becoming overweight, we are becoming fat, even worse, we are becoming obese. You know? And it's not a my problem, it's not a you problem, but it's a worldwide problem. But there are some solutions in which we can do to, you know, curb this epidemic and create better, healthier lives for ourselves. And in our podcast, as we continue, there will be different series targeting different parts of the obese prevention program in which that we are trying to introduce here in St. Kitts and Nevis. But what I would say to you is just three simple things so I don't overwhelm you or fill you with too much. One would be nutrition, two, wellness, and thirdly would be exercise. These are three important key components to live an obese-free life. And I just want you to stay tuned because we are a set of young people on fire and ready to present to you better and bigger ways in which we can change the world bit by bit by putting one hand forward at a time. So I leave you by saying that I hope you do join the cause in which we are trying to make the Caribbean a better place by making it a healthier Caribbean. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Chris Tyson, I'm 18 years, and I am doing the Agricultural Studies program at the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College. Well, as you heard my colleagues mention, childhood obesity has become an increasing problem within the Caribbean. More of our children are becoming obese, they're becoming overweight, and it is putting a strain on their bodies. So if you want to be a part of the solution to help your community, your country, and your Caribbean, you can find us in the streets, in St. Kitts and Nevis, in the entire Caribbean, and sign the petition. This is you doing your part to help your Caribbean to be a healthier Caribbean. The petition is targeting the heads of government to enact some policies and legislations to combat childhood obesity and overweightness. The first one is the imposition of a tax on sugar beverages of no less than 20%. These are your sodas, your Cokes, your Sprite, your Busters that are making you unhealthy. They're making you fatter, even though you might not see the result immediately. Another thing is banning the sale, the promotion, and the marketing of junk foods and your very sweet beverages within the schools. These are your children, your neighbor's children, and your future generations that are becoming overweight and obese. So this is your part to help them. Another thing that is very important is the adoption and application of regional standards for the nutritional and front of packaging labeling of foods and beverages. These packaging labels are what will tell you what is exactly within what you are eating. Your Domino's packages, your KFCs, your Burger Kings. These packages will tell you the calories, the exact percentages of what you're putting into your body that is making you obese, making you fat, and what is going into your body that is affecting it. So if you can't sign the petition physically, what you can do is go to healthycaribbean.org/cap to sign the online petition. This is you doing your part to help your Caribbean. Your voice matters, so sign now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone. Thank you Chris, Yurisa, and Bikel for the information that you have provided. So to the public, over the next few weeks, we'll be having a series on childhood obesity. We're going to actually be having it every Wednesday. And we're asking that you please join so that you can be a part of this change, as we need as many persons as possible to be on board to make this successful. For any questions that you may have, you can send them to info@lakehealthandwellbeing.com. Again, you can send it to info@lakehealthandwellbeing.com. Once we receive these questions, we will answer them in the following series. Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. And thank you and take care.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. And as Mauricia said, if you have any questions whatsoever, please email them to info@lakehealthandwellbeing.com or leave them in the comments section below the show notes. And these will be answered in a future episode. Please support our young people as they're working very hard on this project. And you can provide them with support by listening, sharing, commenting, and asking questions. See you in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.